So I want to learn through the Davi Diary with you. Harry, it's a minute, quite a new minute to say it. The last few hundred years people have been saying it. But it does have a very big mockum in the Avodas Ha'elu, and to help us with the Avodas Ha'elu. So that's why you'll sit down, give out the sidurim so that everybody can look inside. Now, Lamaisa, the Davi Diary, there are two parts to it. The first two-thirds is a hakdama. Up to Shema Hashem Kodi Ekro, maybe it's half. Shema Hashem Kodi Ekro, V'choneni V'aneni, then there starts a tefillah. But the first part is all a hakdama to the tefillah. Some people think that in the Davi Diary we're asking Hashem to stay Shivti Veis Hashem Kolei Mechayai. But it's not true. That's not what we don't ask that at all. It's part of the Hakdama. What we're saying is, I did ask that. The only thing I wanted was that. But we don't actually ask for that in the Bakosha. Now if you go through the first part of it, you'll see that the whole thing be'etzem is bitochen in the eyes of in the event of a war. Hashem oiri v'yishi mimi iro. Hashem oiz chayai mimi evchot. We'll go through a bit more in detail soon. When the evildoers come against me, they want to consume me. They're going to fall. I'm not scared of any danger for this war. Why? Because achas shalti meis Hashem oisa bakesh. I've got bitochen in the matzav of a war, of a danger, because I only asked Hashem for one thing. What I want is shivti beis Hashem koli mechayai. Lach sois benayam Hashem levake beicholim. It's actually a couple of weeks ago, a balabos asked me, he says, Elul comes, I get depressed, he said. Because why? He said, because I have to be a shakran. I say L'Davi Doiri, and I say, Achas sho'alti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh, shivti beveis Hashem, koli mechayai, and I say, I go to work. He's kovei itim. But he works many, many hours a day, works very hard, this guy. So the Maisa, what about a bocher who's come here, let's say, so some bocherim come for 2 years, 3 years, and they're planning to go to work, and they're planning to go to college, whatever it is. So can you say, Achas sho'alti meis Hashem, ois ha'vakeh, shivti beveis Hashem, kol yemei chayai, lachzois benoyam Hashem, levakeh beicholem? Can one say it? Shtei tshuvos badavar. Number one, kol yemei chayai does not necessarily mean I'm going to be in the Beis Hashem all the day. It could mean every day. I want to be kovei itim batoira. I might go to work, but the one thing that I'm asking Hashem, siyata dishmaya, that I should go to shul, I should daven, and I should learn every single day, kol yemei chayai. That I should have shaychus, nachzois benoyam Hashem, ulevakeh beicholei. That I should have shaychus to see the pleasantness of Hashem through learning, davening, to get the geshmak in learning, the geshmak in a tefillah, is to see the noyam Hashem, ulevakeh beicholei. So levake might mean, some machlokes, whether levake means to visit, visit, how often do you visit? That could be a shayla. Or lebaker, other mafarshim say the lashon boiker, to come every morning to the beis hashem. So that's one teretz, how a person can say it without being a shakran. There's another teretz beetzim, and that is that. Does somebody have a nusach Ashkenaz seder? So on Yom Kippur cotton, part of Yom Kippur cotton, the seder of Yom Kippur cotton, is there's a long vidui, which is, says it's the vidui of Rabbeinu Nissim, and it starts as a whole hakdama to the vidui, and it says. Misvada anila fonecho Hashem elokai, bichfifus roish, with a bent head, bichfifus koima, with a bent stature, bichnias choil, with hachna of my power, bichalishus koyach, with weakness, bishvirus lev, with a broken heart, binemichus ruach, with a lowly spirit, bikeda, Bikriya, Bishtachavoya. What's Kido? Anyone knows what Kido is?
No.
What? Bowing in what way? Bowing so that no, you bow down, you double over and you hold on your toes and your fingers. Your mamash like that. That's not so easy, Kido. And Hishtachavoya and Kriya is basically bending the knees. It's like what they call in English curtsying. And Ishtachavoya is lying on the floor with Pishut Yodayim Baraklayim, lying flat on the floor with your hands out. Not like we do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's not Ishtachavoya. Not proper Ishtachavoya. Be'ema, with pachad, bivaosa, with shock, bereses, bezeo, with trembling, with schwitzing, bechilchul, Mamash, terrible trembling, Piyira, Bemoira. Now, how do we say this? So you have in some Sidurim, it says by Ishtachavoya, Kriya Ishtachavoya, here you should be Mishtachavet. But it doesn't say that Be'etzem, you should have, here you should feel weak, Bechalishas Koyach, and you should have a broken heart, Mishvira, a slave, and it doesn't say do Kido. And over here you should have Ema, should make sure you've got awe from Hashem and trembling. Sometimes I think Bizvah, you know, sometimes the air conditioning in a shul doesn't work, so then you're schwitzing, so then maybe that's okay. Bechilchul, Beyira, Bemoira. How can you say it? How do we say it? So many years ago I heard the Rabbi Saul, Rabban Leib, Seichel Tzadi, Kolish and Rocha, Baron Leib Steinemann said, he used to say, Kach Oma Rabbeinu Nissim. So when you say, Kach Oma Rabbeinu Nissim, so I can read the whole Nusach, I'm not holding by Be'ema and Be'ira and Kido and everything, and I'm not doing Ishtachavoya either, because what am I doing? If I do Ishtachavoya, who am I fooling? It's not proper Ishtachavoya anyway. So just to go like that, it's not proper Ishtachavoya. So I'm not fooling. Kachoya, kach Omer Rabbeinu Nissim. And then you can say it. So it's Ken Zayin, another Eitzah here is, L'David! We're saying the Mizmah that David said. David said, Achashoalti Meis Hashem, Oiso Avakesh, Shivti Meis Hashem, Kori Meichaya. I'm reading what David said, so I can still say it even if it's not 100% true. And then he carries on. Kitzbeneni besukoi biyom ra yaseni b'seis alo b'tzu yiramameni. He'll hide me away in his sukkah on the day of evil when the missiles start dropping. Yastireni b'seis alo. Betzur Yerom Ameini, he'll elevate me on a rock. What's it mean, elevate me on a rock? The Marshal, when you see this many times in Tilim, is Kilu, there's a stormy sea, and there's a rock sticking out from the sea, and a person standing on that rock, and he's safe. Kol zman he's on the rock, he's safe. The waves are all around him, but he's safe. But so Yerom Memeni, you'll elevate me on this rock. Vata, and now Yerom Roishi al Oivais Uvoisai, he'll elevate my head above my enemies around me. In other words, I'll survive this milchama. Ve'ez b'chava lo ziv chesrua, I'll bring korbanos. Pashtus srua here means reus, friendship, closeness to Hashem. But now we could in a second say it's the korban of the shofar, ashira v'azamra l'Hashem. So all this is a hakdama. And then there comes a tefillah. Shema Hashem koli ekra v'choneni v'aneni v'chule v'chule v'chule. So what is this? Why are we saying this whole thing of bitochen and a milchama? What's this got to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So you would know a klal gadol. Tehillim can be said and understood on many different levels. The klal gadol we find in Sfarim, find in the Gemaras. There are Gemaras the Marshal discuss who said Hallel. Who was the first person to say Hallel? And there's lots and lots of different days. Who was the first person to say Hallel? And each of those days takes out and in Hallel which apply to that situation. The Marshal by Kriyas Yamsuf, so it says Hayom Ra Vayonis Hayom. Dvoira said it with her, and Nitzoch and Hanani Mishol Vazaria said it when they came out of the Kibshan Aish. I know, a whole many different things. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, it's not a machloikus, historically speaking, who said Halal. Halal can be understood in different ways and can apply to different situations. So too, all Tehillim can apply to many different situations. There are lots of Tehillim about Bitochen, and lots of Tehillim discuss Oivim. They could be talking, can be said, and can be talking about a physical war and a physical enemy, or they could be talking about a spiritual war, which we have with the Yetzer Hara. Chovis Avobis says, the biggest soine we have is the Yetzer Hara. And he says the Chovis Avobis, famous shtickle in Yichud Amaisa, he says that the tzaddik saw people coming back from a milchoma, chayolim coming back from a shvera milchoma, and he stood up and he said, Achai v'rei, you're coming back from the milchoma aktano. And they all said, what? The milchoma aktano, what are we going to do? He said, hisatadu le milchoma gedoila. Prepare yourselves for the big milchoma. They all got sabrochen after such a milchoma. Now we're going to have to fight another milchoma. And they said, what milchoma is it? He said, milchoma is ha-sotan v'chai lo'isof. The milchoma against the sotan and his whole army of people who help him to make us do averas. That's a milchoma agdoilo. And it's a milchoma which never ends till a person's nifter. The Satan has lots of chayolim. Now, it's a meridik azach. The Satan has gone into technology. So, beforehand, he had all these different chayolim years ago. And then there was printing and movies. So he advanced. The Satan used all the movies for his chayolim. And now you have technology, so the satan comes into every person's house, comes into a person's pocket. When people walk around with the mamash, immediate connection to the satan v'chay lo yisof. Just have to touch the screen and you're there, gebaldik. Rachmana litzlan. So it's a milchama gedoyla. Over here, Nechora, the milchama we're talking about is slightly different. So milchama against the Satan, but it's slightly different. But the Medrash says that on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan comes with all his mekatrigim to try and destroy Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says, Ad kedei kach, we don't know who's going to be menatzeach. Until we get to Sukkos, and we see the Klal Yisrael come out with their lulav and esrog, then we know that Klal Yisrael was menatzeach. What's the pshat? The chora in the Bi'u HaDvarim is, the Satan is coming to say to the Rebbe Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, hey, your Klal Yisrael not interested in mitzvahs bichlal, and they do a lot of aveiros, and what's the point of your Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, what he wants? And we don't know who's going to win this milchama. But when we see that the Rebbe Hashem gives us a lulav, which is not poshut to have a kosher lulav. Today it's very poshut, but it used to be very hard to find a kosher lulav. And kosher esroigim. There were times, there was a maisa with the Gaon, in the time of the Gaon, that they couldn't find, the Talmidim couldn't find an esrog for the Gaon. And they went all over Europe, I don't know how far they stretched, to find a somebody Gaon, an esrog for the Gaon. That year there were no esroigim. And they found a Gvir who had an esrog, a good esrog, and they asked him, are you willing to give it up to the Gaon? So he said, Bitnai Echot, that he's willing to give it to the Gaon if all the schar of the mitzvah which the Gaon has will come to me. So the Talmidim, it was the only esrog they could find, they came to the Gaon, they were very scared to tell him about the Tanai. We found an esrog, but... And they told him the Tanai. And the Gaon was Samer Besimcha Atzuma. Because he said, I've always wanted to do a mitzvah completely nishma that I won't get any schar. You know, there's a Al Tiu Kavod in Shamshim Misarov, Al Menos Lekabo Pras. So that's one girsa. Rabbeinu Yoina's girsa is Al Tiu Kavod in Elo hevu kavonim, Elo hevu kavodim, amshamshim esarav, sheloy almanos the kabul pras. That's the standard given. Be like an eved who's serving, not to get a pras. But the Rabbeinu Yoina's gusa is be like an eved, Elo hevu kavodim, amshamshim almanos sheloy le kabul pras. Absolutely. I should be like an Evid who's doing the mitzvah al menos, I should not get a schar. Ad kedei kach, I should be able to be zoicha to the mitzvah. The first gives is, don't do it for the schar. But you'll get the schar, but don't focus on the schar. The second way, the Rabbi Ben Yoni is saying, no, do a mitzvah al menos, shaloi, the kabul pras. The Gaon had the opportunity. Mais is very interesting if you think about it. Not now, but the Mais, he must have got tremendous schar for such a mitzvah, right? So how does it exactly work? But anyway, the what is, you see, there were times when it wasn't possible to have an esrog. Gemara says there were a place where there were moirish lulavim yaveshim. They didn't have any lulavim, so they gave in Yerusha dried up lulav dorach hador. It was just a zecher, or it was even a epzakium of the mitzvah. So machlekes v'shoinim, which is very interesting machlekes. Al koponim, when Klal Yisrael have come on Sukkos, lulav and esrog, you see that they were menatzeach. The Rebbeinu Shalom is giving us opportunities to do mitzvahs. I taina that you can take that same yisoid into the sukkah. Because you can sit in a sukkah on sukkahs, the most mehudadika sukkah you can possibly have, all the chumras, etc., etc. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom makes it rain, you don't have the mitzvah. So we're sitting there, it's a very different mitzvah. Sukkah is a very different mitzvah than any other mitzvah. It's true, you could lose your tefillin, and you might be in a place where there's no tefillin. Yeah, but you have tefillin. And if you want to be Mekai in the midst of Tvinin, so you go to a Sofer and it's Maisa on them. You want to be Mekai in Matzah, so go and go and make kosher matzah, and you can then put the matzah in your mouth and eat it. True, you might lose your matzah, but the etzem mitzvah is the chayra toli or ma'aser adam. Masha ein kein sukkah and lulav. If we wouldn't have a lulav, it's totally completely on the Rebbeinu Shem. So matana from Hashem. You sit in the sukkah here in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't remember ever not being the kind of mitzvah sukkah on Leil Rishon. It's kimat never rains. So occasionally it has rained the last few years. It's interesting. It has rained on sukkahs for 30 odd years. It never rained on sukkahs. Had rained Erev sukkahs a couple of times. One Hoshana Rabbah, it rained when everybody was in shul, poured, but when we came back from shul, it was already dry. We had sukkahs. Since Hoshana Rabbah without any problems, and in Chutzlitz sometimes, especially some places, they're not able to be Mekai. And a Maisa, we sit in the Sukkah here in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Matana, realize it's a Matana. Listen, I don't know if you were here. Yeah, you were here when it rained 2 weeks ago, or 1 week ago. It poured like anything. You don't appreciate how Yotze Min HaKlal that was. This never ever happened. 170 years of keeping records of the rain. In August, they've never had so much rain. It's a Pli Atzuma. It's occasionally has been a few drops of rain in August. A few drops. Oh, but it plopped away. It poured. With things. Pli Atzuma was a trap. But we'll see. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shem wants to show that it's not so poshut sukkahs. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. Let's hope we'll be able to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah properly. So the Medrash says there's a war. Rosh Hashanah is a war. So what are we going to do with that war? That's why we say to David Oiri. We come to the Rebbeinu Shem and we say, I have bitachon in this war. Now what's the bitachon? The David Hashem Oiri. Hashem is my light. So the Chazal say, Ori Barosh Hashanah. The Yishi, and he's my salvation. Yishi on Yom HaKippurim. What does it mean, Hashem is my light? It's the Taich. Hashem is my light. Teretz is, if we would put a red filter on all these lights, then the whole room would look red. And if we put a green filter on the lights, the whole room would look green. We have the Or HaShemesh. I know it's light. We have electrical Or. It's all Tiviyastika Or. So we look at the world and whatever assumptions we make. For Lu Yitzu, there'd be a filter of Hashem Oiri. We'd look at the world only La'ar Hashem. Everything we'd look would be in La'ar Emuna. We'd see the whole world in a different light. With every event that we hear of, every event which comes to our protestic lives, we realize it's from Hashem Yisborach, Hashem Oiri, then we'd have a different level of emunah and dveikus Hashem. And that is the truth, that everything that happens is coming from Hashem. And when's the Rebbeinu Shem decide what's going to be? On Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we say in the Sanitokim, the Rebbeinu Shem decides, Mi'e Oni, Mi'e Osher, Mi'e Omos, Mi'e Yichye, and exactly how people are going to die, Mi'e Sholev, Mi'e Siyase, who's going to have Yisurin, and who's going to be at peace, and Mi'e Torev, Mi'e Sholev, who's going to be shocked, and have shocks, and trauma, and etc. Every prat, Rebbeinu Shem decides on Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem Ori, Rosh Hashanah. If I get the message, I understand what Rosh Hashanah is. The Rebbeinu Shem is running the world. Hashem Oiri. Umimela. The Gzeiras might not be so wonderful because of my Averas, but I can be Chozer B'Tshuva till you get to Yom Kippur. And if I'm Chozer B'Tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shem is Yishi. Saves me from all these Yisuri. Hashem Mo'oz Chayai. The Rebbeinu Shem is the fortress of my life. Dainu, I'm living La'ar Hashem. Mimi Evchad, who should I be worried about? Now, for some reason, this is wrong, but I always feel I want to say it. Why is this wrong? Because it's so obvious, and there's no medrash like this, that it must be something wrong with it. But why, if we say Hashem Ori Rosh Hashanah Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim, why isn't Hashem Mo'oz Chaye on Sukkos? A sukkah is like the fortress of Hashem. The sukkah is called Tzilodun Mehem Nusa, the Tzeil of Emunah. We live in the sukkah and we're being protected by Hashem. So why isn't it Hashem Mo'oz Chaye on Sukkos? But it's such an obvious drasha, and it's not there. There's no medrash that says that. So there must be something wrong with the drasha. I don't know. For years and years and years, I wondered what's wrong with saying such a thing. Al koponim, that's the aleph. Bikroiv alai mereim neechol is besori. When the satan comes on Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to destroy me, wants to eat up my flesh, and tzorai v'oivai li, and they are my enemies. Why do I have to say that? Because all the Svarim tell us, when the Satan comes, tries to mufata us to do an Avera, he comes looking as our closest friend. He looks like he's coming to Teivasi. You should do this, it's geshmak, it's good, you'll be nene, v'chulim. No. Tzorai v'oivai li. Rather, Chazal tell us that who are Satan? Who are Mekatrik? Who Malach HaMoves? So it states in a lot of places that the Satan, when he comes to be Mefateh, comes like a friend. Then, when we do the Avera, he goes up and he's Mekatrik. And then when he comes down and he's the Malach HaMoves, the person realizes, the Rosh realizes, what do you mean? Why are you killing me? You're my good friend. You were so nice to me. You were telling me how good it was doing the Avera. And then he kills him. So it's going to be a big shock. And a miser, people ask an ochazach. If he's the Satan, he's mufate us to do an Avera, and then he goes and maybe Katrig, he's two faced. It's not fair. See, someone else, another Malach, should be a Mekatrig doing Avera, but the Satan who came to make us do the Avera, he's the Mekatrig. The Bi'ah HaDvarim is the Satan comes to give us a Nisayon. He does not want us to do the Avera. You have to realize that. The Tafkid of the Satan is to give us the Nisayon. But he doesn't want us to come and do the Avera. So when he goes up to Shemayim, he says, look, he listened to me and he went and did the Avera. It's ridiculous. The Rabbi Lishom says, yeah, go down and finish him off. Comes back in Malach HaMoves. I'll go upon him. They're not going to succeed. This Rosh Hashanah is not going to succeed. If he brings a whole machane of mekatrigim, comes in Rosh Hashanah, the Satan brings thousands of mekatrigim against us. What has my bitachon based on? What's the vikuach? He doesn't want mitzvahs. He's busy fressing. He's a megushim dikah, a bal taiva. That's what his life's all about. And we say, no, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not me. Achas sho'alti me'is Hashem, oisa bakesh. I only want one thing. And then everything that I'm asking for is just I should be able to make Hashem this shivti beveis Hashem kori mechaya lachzis benayam Hashem lebake becholay. I want to get close to you, Rebbein Shlomo. And since I know that that's what I want, I'm not scared of the milchama. Ki yitzmaneini. And now I explain why is this good? Because if that's what I wanted. Yitzbaneini b'sukkah b'yom ra, the Rebbein Hashem will hide me away in his sukkah. Can sign it's a remnant to a base of medrash. Yastireini b'seise alai, b'tzur yirom ameini, the Rebbein Hashem will look after me. V'ata, and now, not just the yom ra is going to come, but now, yorum roshi aloi v'ais v'voisai, he's going to elevate me above my enemies. The Ezbechov Aloy Ziv Chesrua. So now we can be Mechavein Ziv Chesrua. It's Kir Shoifa. Shoifa is called a carbon. The Gemara declares that you mustn't have gold on the shofar because ein kategor nasis anegor. So the gold will be maskir the egel azov. So you can't have a gold on your shofar. So the Gemara says that no, but that klal of ein kategor nasis anegor applies to the kohen gadol when he's nichnas lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur. That's why he has to wear special begodim and not the big days of which he has. And the shofar, we don't blow in the Kodesh Kodoshim, we blow the shofar outside the Kodesh Kodoshim. So the Gemara, shofar kibbutz is a koron kaasi, kilifnim domi. Shofar is, since the shofar is maskir us to Hashem and maskir Hashem to us, it's as though we're in the Kodesh Kodoshim. That itself is an interesting sugya. Maybe we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. The Tkiyah Shofar is Kiilu, we're in the Kodesh Kodoshim, Tkiyah Shofar. So it's like a korban. It's Mekarivas to Hashem. So we can, Ezbechov Alozif Chesruah. I'm going to bring a korban of Truah. Oshira Vazamel Hashem, I'll sing and I'll sing music, to play music to Hashem. Rabbi Hashem is going to protect us. Oshir v'azam al Hashem definitely refer to Sukkos. And then I asked the tefillah. What is the tefillah? Shema Hashem koli ekra. Hashem, listen to my voice. V'choneini v'aneini, and give me a matnas chinom. Choneini always means I don't deserve anything. I'm asking for a free gift. And answer me. And then we say this pasuk. It's a very shvera pasuk. I don't know if you remember from last year what the poshuk kavana of this pasuk is. Lecho oma libi bakshu ponai. So what does it seem to mean? My heart says to you, Hashem, that you should look for my face. Esponech Hashem avakish, I'll look for your face. What's the pshat? When we're saying Hashem should be bakshuponai, what does that mean, bakshuponai? To be mabakish pnei Hashem is to want kirvas Hashem. What's the pnei Hashem? A hakar of Hashem. It's a marshal. Hashem doesn't have a face. But to mean the pnei Hashem is kilo, is the hakar of Hashem. If you know somebody's face, then you know who he is. And you recognize people through the face. So pnei Hashem means the hakar of Hashem. To be mevakish pnei Hashem, to come close to Hashem. So a lot of the mefarshim, lecha doesn't mean to you. Lecha means for you. Lecha om alibi means a tremendous zach, that my heart becomes a shliach for you, Hashem. And my heart is saying, in my heart, I'm hearing the words of Hashem. Hashem is saying, bakshu ponai, come and look for my face, come and search me out, come close to me. It's saying, we're saying, Lecho om alibi, bakshuponai, Rebbeinu Shalom, my pnimius wants to get close to you. In my heart, I hear your word saying, bakshuponai, for you, Lecho, for you, om alibi, my heart said, bakshuponai. And Rebbeinu Shem, in my conscious, if you like, my subconscious is saying, Bakshu Pnei Hashem. And in my conscious, I say, Esponecha Hashem Avakesh. That's what I want. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to come close to you, Hashem. Al tas debonecha mimeni. Don't hide yourself away from me. Al tat ba'af avdecha. Don't push me away in your anger. True, I've done averus. But that's not be'ika what I'm about. I want to get close to you. Ezra siya yisa. Till now you helped me. Don't forsake me. Don't leave me at this point. Since you've helped me so much. Elokei yishi. Ki obi ve'imi azavuni. Because my parents, my father and mother have left me. Vashem yaspeini. Or maybe it's when Avi v'imi azavuni, Hashem yaspeini, then Hashem will gather me up. look after me. So how can all of you say it? Baruch Hashem, you have parents. And your parents didn't leave you. You left your parents. You came here. You left your parents. So what's the pshat? Ovi v'imi azavuni. The Mefarshim say, Ovi v'imi is a remes to Gashmias. Gimel shutfim ba'adam. Ovi v'imi give the guf, and Hashem gives the neshama. So we say, ki ovi v'imi azavuni, we mean, I'm not looking for Gashmias. I'm not looking for Beika for my guf. And when I come to that Hakara, ki Ovi Be'imi Azavuni, when Ovi Be'imi Azavuni, then Hashem Yaspeini, Hashem will gather me up and look after me. And I cry out to Hashem, Horeini Hashem Darkecha, Ribbono Shelom, show me your ways, Unecheini Ba'orech Misha, and lead me on the straight path, Leman Shoreroi, so I should be able to stand up against my enemies, those who are looking at me and trying to destroy me. The Mefarshim explain, there's Derech and Oirach. Derech is a main road, and Oirach is a little side road. The Derech, in this Moshul, is the basic halachas for everybody. And Oirach is each person's miyuchadika avoido, every person's chelik bifneatzma in his private avoido. Hareini Hashem darkecha, show me your ways, both in klali. But my miyuchadika tafkid, take me by the hand, unecheini, and lead me, ba'oirach mishar, on the straight path, which will lead to you, the man Shoreroi, that I can stand against my enemies. Al titneni benevesh soroi, don't give me over to the desires of my enemies, to the satan v'chayloisov. Ki komul v'yedei sheker, it's a sheker what they're saying. Ki fe'a chomos, and he's spinning out treachery, it's all not true what they're saying. I don't want Avodas Hashem, I don't want Kirvas Hashem, I want Kirvas Hashem. Lulei hemanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chaim. I kimat didn't believe that I would be a ben olam haba, that I would see the tuv Hashem in Eretz Chaim. Eretz Chaim is the pashtus, is olam haba. Some mefarshim says it all different mahalachim in the mizmah. Sorry, there's different mahalachim in the mizmah. So some of Hashem says David HaMelech, when he was out of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Chaim means Eretz Yisrael, he didn't believe that he'd be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's very hard for us to say here. You know, if you're never in Chutz Laretz, le'aleinu v'lo al-boneinu al-sof kol ha-doiris. If you're stuck in Chutz Laretz, then maybe lulei emanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. I didn't think I'd be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But the pashtus in Enel, it means olam haba. And go like the Mefarshim, means olam haba. Kav el Hashem, hope to Hashem. Kav is a line, a straight line. Hoping to Hashem, having bitochen in Hashem, gives the shaychus to Hashem. Chazak is a comma after chazak. Strengthen yourself. The ya meitz libecho. A lot of people say, Kavir Hashem, chazak v'ya meitz libecho. Kilo, it goes together. It's not. Chazak is, you should be strong. The ya meitz libecho. And he will strengthen your heart. You try your best, Kavir Hashem, and try be mischazik, and then you get siyata dishmaya. V'ya meitz libecho, v'kavir Hashem, and you'll come to higher madrigas. Of bitochin in Hashem, of shaychus with Hashem. We hear the shofar, and the shofar, the Medrash says, the shofar of Elul, of all the days in Elul, is to be mazir asal atshuva. Why? Hayitok ha-shofar ba'ir v'om le'ach erodu. You know, years gone by, I always said to the guys, they didn't know what a shofar is because they never heard a siren. But you know what a siren is. You've all heard sirens, and you've all heard that it could be scary. You remember when the missile landed across the valley there, And then people were scared, right? I remember some of the knackers going outside to see it. I remember very clearly one bacher ran back into the shelter. What's happened? Where is it? It sounded as though it was just outside, but it wasn't very far away. So when we blow a shofar in the old days, that was the siren. People won't be scared. What's the poshut pshat? If you hear a siren, there's a war coming. That's exactly what's going on. We're about to have a war. In 2 weeks, there's a war breaking out. And the war is much worse than Iran. And what's our response to that? David, Hashem, Oiri, Yishi, Mimi, Ira. That's our... Achas Shoalti. Al taste ponecho mimeni. Bakshu ponai. That's what's going on inside of me. Es ponecho Hashem abakesh. Nem bez Hashem. Lav ksiva ksiva toibu.